It's that time again. You're listening to Andrew Horn's Rock Revival, the show where I talk about old rock and metal albums, some classic, some obscure, that mean something to me and have helped me along my musical journey, or indeed just life in general. If you're not familiar with who I am a former music journalist. I used to be with a Power Play rock and metal magazine, and now operating as an author, comic book writer, and movie maker, dad, tabletop gamer, and general nerd. I think that sums it up. So, on this episode, I'm going to talk about a very special album by a band called Enough's Enough. Now, in the annals of rock and metal and all the things that we love, Enough's Enough really stand out as something different and something very special indeed. They often bring to mind, you know, there's a big Beatles influence in there, there's a lot of a psychedelic influence in there, there's power pop, there's melodic rock, AOR, hard rock, glam. There's a bit of everything in Enough's Enough, and the resulting sound is literally, it could only be described as them, and that's quite impressive for any band, really. So Enough, so that's E-N-U-F-F, with a capital Z, apostrophe N-U-F-F. They originally formed in 1984 and quickly garnered a big live following in their immediate area. And that was down to the songwriting, that was down to the performance of the central members, Chips Enough and Donny V, who were pretty much the nucleus of this band, even when they went their separate ways both times. So they originally got some little bit of recognition with their first single, Fingers on It, which was included in, of all places, the soundtrack to the 1986, the notorious 1986 psycho thriller, Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Now, that is the last place you would imagine to find a song by Enough's Enough, of all people. But I guess that what came after that is what most people would be familiar with from Enough's Enough. So their first two albums, there was the self-titled debut album with the awesome neon green peace sign on it, just called Enough's Enough, which brought singles such as New Thing and Fly High Michelle to the world. Those two songs are just wonderful. New Thing is like an enormous blast of sunshine. It's addictive, it's got a wonderfully poppy chorus to it, and yet Fly High Michelle is a complete flip side of that, and it's a serious, powerful, poignant ballad, but still has this wonderful, uplifting, sort of Beatles-esque chorus to it. And such was the feel with Enough's Enough, and continues to be the feel with Enough's Enough. There's something classic, there's something new, there's something that feels like you've already heard it before, but in the best way. It's not just, this is a retread of things from different decades. This is something genuinely special. So yeah, New Thing and Fly High Michelle from that first album were wonderful. Then came 1991's Strength, the second album, Strength, and that was a far bigger hit than the initial album, the first album. The band had changed the image. The glam image was a little less prominent, had a little bit more of a hard-edged sound. Not particularly hard-edged. I mean, this is Enough's Enough. They got a lot of good press for this. There were some excellent songs on there. There was Mother's Eyes, and of course, there was the completely infectious pop rock masterpiece that is Baby Loves You. Seriously, you need to hear that song. If you're feeling down, listen to Baby Loves You. It's like having an injection of sunshine. It's just marvellous. While it was big, by all accounts, it didn't sell as well as the debut, which is surprising because it is a much more mature, more coherent piece of work. But the album I'm going to talk about here is Animals with Human Intelligence, which is the third album. And it's an interesting one for me. I find this very interesting, as I do with a lot of bands. I find their output, when they're not the big new thing, to be a little more interesting and a little more appealing to delve into, if you will. So Animals with Human Intelligence, that album, I found it in, this'll date it, I found a tape of it in Andy's Records in Meadowhall, in the shopping centre in Sheffield, that I would eventually work at in a comic store for about a million years. So I got it on tape because the tape was cheaper than the CD. This was, of course, the age of CDs being the big thing, and the tape was way cheaper. It was on sale, so I'm having the tape of that. I was deep into any form of rock music that wasn't grunge. I hated grunge at the time. I've grown to appreciate some of it, but at the time, hell no. So this album, Animals with Human Intelligence, third album by Enough's Enough, and it's the only one they released on Arista Records. There was a single from it, Right By Your Side, which is a wonderful, loving, welcoming sort of, again, Lennon and McCartney style pop song, but with heavy rock guitars. But the album, that doesn't really describe the album very well. Right By Your Side is not really indicative of what came with the rest of the album. So it was a little bit darker. It's not quite, you know, Alice in Chains territory, but compared to the debut and compared to Strength, Animals with Human Intelligence definitely had a darker edge to it. And that was clear in the songwriting, it was clear in the performances, and it was clear in just the chaos of the band themselves. Enough's Enough do you have a bit of a reputation for being a little bit self-destructive, which by their own account has got in the way of their career a few times. And that is a terrible, terrible shame, because they are one of the most unique, interesting and consistently entertaining melodic rock bands that I've ever heard. So again, this record wasn't as successful as the previous two, but it did find a place in the hearts of a lot of fans. The album became a great sense of solace to me, a great place of great solace to me when things were dark. You know, as a teenager, I'm going through all the teenage things. The area I lived in wasn't ideal. It was, there was a lot of stuff going on. And mainly it was down to the teenage things, the hormones going absolutely berserk, and me trying to find my place in life and my own style and what I wanted to, how I wanted to represent myself and how I wanted to put myself across to the world. But I found so much to enjoy in Animals with Human Intelligence. Donny V's voice is a delight. There are no two ways about that. He sounds like a slightly Americanized John Lennon, and he is wonderful, an extremely talented songwriter. Again, Chips Enough, bass player and co-vocalist in Enough's Enough, is a delight, an extremely talented musician. And when you get those two together, you get something really special. It's also quite a poignant listen as well, because down to the fact that lead guitar player Derek Frigo and drummer on the album Vic Fox both passed away since the album was released, which is terribly sad. And it's not the only members that the band has lost along the way, with long-term drummer Ricky Parent also passed away from cancer, I believe. And so it is a bit of a poignant listen, but revisiting it for this episode was a pleasure. And I remembered just what an absolute gem this album is. And if you haven't heard this, if you've never heard Enough's Enough before, I would recommend this album rather than the debut or Strength to be a good introduction to them. I really would. That's my personal opinion, but I would say try this one out. It is worth a listen. So the album opens with Superstitious, which immediately has a much darker riff than what you would expect from an Enough's Enough album. But it is a chunky, driving, mid-paced riff. And Donny V really goes for it in the vocal department on that song. This is followed by another quite dark theme song, Black Rain, which, again, it's got all the hallmarks of Enough's Enough: the melody, the wonderful riffs, the extremely high standard of musicianship, but it also has this darker feel. There was trouble in paradise, as it would be. That could well have been down to the band's own internal issues. It could have been down to socio-political issues. It could have been down to drug use or anything like that. I don't really know the technicalities of it, because I wasn't there. I was never a member of Enough's Enough. All I know is that the product that they came out with was excellent and very much worth my time. And oh my god, I played that tape so many times. Another aspect of that tape that was really fascinating to me at the time, I say fascinating, you may not find it fascinating, but I certainly did at the time, was the fact that the cover folded out about a million times. And each each time you folded it out, you would see another piece of artwork themed around one of the songs. So there would be a piece of artwork and the lyrics to the song. And it was just, it made it a wonderful product to own. I felt like I got really good value there because there was so much stuff to enjoy and delve into while you were listening to it. That is something I really kind of miss, actually, with all these old albums, is sitting there with the liner notes and the covers and just getting a feel for the entire product. I'm a big fan of physical media, as many of you already know. And it was just lovely to have so much to delve into then, another glance, another look into what was going on in the creative process with that. So that Black Rain is followed by Right By Your Side, the aforementioned single from this album, which was just glorious. It has a wonderful solo from Derek Frigo, who was one of the most gifted guitar players around at the time. And it is so sad that, you know, he passed away without being able to be seen by more people and heard by more people. As an extremely talented guitar player who did a lot with the material that he had to work with there. There's so much that he did and he worked with there. So Right By Your Side, wonderful song. That is followed by a far more Enough's Enough star song in These Days, which is again a bright and breezy rock song. It's wanting to take you to the beach. It's that sort of song that you want driving past a beach or on a huge open road. I was going to say with the top down, but this is England. We don't really do that, even though we have a lot of top down cars. It rains a lot, you know, windows down at best. And you just want to enjoy listening to that and the feeling of freedom that it brings. There's a great deal of freedom to that song. That's followed by All Things, a song called Master of Pain. Now, that sounds like something that should be on a Metallica album rather than an Enough's Enough album, but hey, here it is. And while that has a darker feel than a lot of their material, it still has, again, those quality songwriting ethics. The work that's gone into the song is excellent. It feels a little bit more Led Zeppelin in some places. There's some Jimmy Page style riffs, but again, the vocals of Donny Vee and Chips Enough just lift it up and make it their own thing. Innocence follows this, and like Fly High Michelle on the debut album, I would say this is along the lines of that. It's a very poignant song if you listen to the lyrics, literally about the loss of innocence. And we all know the innocence that is being referred to when you hear the song. It's beautiful. It is beautifully laid out. It's such a poignant, difficult subject to be laid out so beautifully is the mark of extremely talented people. So that's followed by One Step Closer to You, which is a bit more in a traditional Enough's Enough sense. Big hooks, big riffs, big chorus. And that is followed by Bring It On Home, which has a bit more of a grindy riff. It's not particularly heavy when compared to other things that were around at the time, but it is just a pleasure. It is a pleasure, even though it is a darker song. Okay, Taking a Ride is after this, and The Love Train. So Taking a Ride and Love Train, tracks 9 and 10 on Animals with Human Intelligence, again, return to the Enough's Enough blueprint from the first album, from the debut album, and Strength, and sound somewhere between the two, but with a slightly updated, less hard rock sound, more of a, I don't know how to describe it really. Again, if you think of the Beatles with distortion pedals, that's pretty much what you've got with Enough's Enough, to be honest. That's how it is. That's how it feels. The Love Train is a glorious song. That song, you listen to that song and you immediately, there's neon around you. It's quite a neon feel to it. It's bright. It's exciting. It doesn't hang around. It's a quick, short, sharp shock of melody and fun and just uplifting. This album is one of peaks and troughs. So The Love Train, after all of the delight of The Love Train and the high that you're brought up to while listening to that, the tone is brought down again. Not the tone. The feeling of the album is brought down again to something far more dramatic with the song Mary Ann Lost Her Baby. And there is an urgency to this song. There is a desperation to the riff and the structure of it, and it seems to wind tighter and tighter as it goes on. And again, it's a dark subject, but handled with incredible finesse by Enough's Enough. Absolutely impeccable finesse. It is a beautiful song. is not exploitative and deals with the very sensitive issue in an interesting and compelling way. The album ends with the song Rockin' World, which is a bit of a throwaway rock song, and to be honest, after Marianne lost her baby, you do need something to lift you up a bit to end the album on a high note. So it's a strange album in some ways because it is quite different to the debut and Strength, but it fits together. Despite it being lots of peaks and troughs of ups and downs and different emotional states, it holds together beautifully through a consistent production, a consistently high level of songwriting talent, and some impeccable performances. And honestly, the voices of Donny V and Chips Enough really genuinely lift their music up further than it could have been. It is a fascinating album. That is my personal favourite album by Enough is Enough. There were lots that came after that. So there were things like 1985, which I believe was demos, earlier demos, that was tweaked, Peach Fuzz 7. I think it was 7 that had a particular song on called Wheels, which was just a glorious pop song, and it was utterly lost, utterly pretty much unheard by most of the world because, you know, it was an Enough's Enough album in the late 90s. You know, there were very few of us listening to pure old school rock music by then. Paraphernalia in 1999, 10 in 2000, and then I kind of lost track of the band. I see their albums called Welcome to Blue Island, self-titled one, or a question mark one in 2004, Dissonance in 2009, which I believe had Jakey Lee from Ozzy Osbourne's band, and latterly Red Dragon Cartel playing guitar on there as well. Clowns Lounge in 2016, and most recently Diamond Boy and Brainwashed Generation. I haven't heard those, and I do feel bad about that, so I do want to catch up with Enough's Enough as it is. I'm aware that Donny V is not currently a member of the band. The band has gone through a few lineup changes, quite a few lineup changes since Animals with Human Intelligence came out. However, Chips Enough is still there. They believe he's currently the lead vocalist in the band, and all I can hear is that, you know, Enough's Enough is still going, and that's good. That's good for me. That makes me happy to know that they are still around. I'm sad that Donny V isn't still there because Donny is such an incredibly talented musician. However, Donny is, you know, he's pursuing a solo career, and I do follow him on Instagram, and he does, the official Donny V account does post mainly photos from the Enough's Enough era, so you never know. He may show up there again. You never know. Anything could happen. So in conclusion, Animals with Human Intelligence, I believe, is a genuine classic that has gone undiscovered and underappreciated for far too long, and I do hope that can change. It is an excellent album, and I do wholeheartedly recommend you check it out. So that is my Andrew Horn's Rock Revival episode on Animals with Human Intelligence by Enough's Enough. Thank you very much for checking it out. If you like it, please do subscribe to the podcast. You can also find me on YouTube, where I do videos on pop culture, movies, music, comics, the writing life, and a bunch of other things. And I'm just grateful for you for coming here and listening to this. Because, you know, music is important still. Music helps us to mark our way through life. And music is very special for a number of reasons. And these albums, these are definitely markers throughout my life, and I'm very grateful to you for joining me while I reminisce and hopefully help you discover something you may not have heard before. So I'm Andrew Horn. Thank you for listening to my Rock Revival.